Tiravanachari Jaya Ratham Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Charya Ashtotara Shatashi Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Charya Ashtotara Shatashi Srimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Garantara Shimam Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to Shishiguru and Shigauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 entitled The Summum Bonum Chapter 1 entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna Introduction Text Number 22
Puraiva punsa badrito dharajwaro babhabir amsar jadushupa janjata sajavat urvya Sajavat Urvya Baram Ishwareshwara Shwakala Shaktya Shapajamscharet Bhubi Puraiva Punsa Bridito Dvarajwaro Bhavadbir Amsar Jadushupa Janjatam Sajavat Urvya Bharam Ishwareshwara Swakala Shaktya Shapajamscharet Bhubi Puraiva punsa badrito dharajaro Bhavadbhiram sar jadushupa jamjatam Sajavat urvya bharam ishwareshwara Swakala shakti Tya Shapajam Sharet Bhubi.
Please chant.
Buddha, even before this, Eva, indeed, Pungsha, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Abhadritaha, was certainly known, Dharajwaraha, the distress on the earth, Bhavabhi, by your good deeds, no, sorry, by your good selves, Amsai, expanding as plenary portions, Jadushu, in the family of King Jadu, Upajamjatam, take your birth and appear there, Saha, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yavat, as long as Urvyaha, of the earth, Bharam, the burden, Ishvara, Ishvaraha, the Lord of Lords, Swakala Shaktya, by his own potency, the time factor, Shapayam, diminishing, Charet, should move, Bhuvi, on the surface of the earth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma informed the demigods, before we submitted our petition to the Lord, He was already aware of the distress on earth. Consequently, for as long as the Lord moved on earth to diminish His burden by His own potency in the form of time, all of you demigods should appear through plenary portions as sons and grandsons in the family of the Yadus. Purport. As stated in Brahma Sanhita 5:39, Rama dimurti shukale nijamena tishtan nana batara nakaro bhuvane shukinto Krishna swajam samababat paramam pumanjo Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Quote, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is always situated in various incarnations such as Rama, Nrisimha, and many sub-incarnations as well, but who is the original personality of Godhead known as Krishna and who incarnates personally also. End of quote. In this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the words Puraiva Punsava Drito Dhara Jvara. The words Punsa, the word Punsa refers to Krishna, who was already aware of how the whole world was suffering because of the increase of demons. Without reference to the supreme power of the personality of Godhead, demons assert themselves by to be independent kings and presidents, and thus they create a disturbance by increasing their military power. When such disturbances are very prominent, Krishna appears. At present also, various demoniac states all over the world are increasing their military power in many ways, and the whole situation has become distressful. Therefore, Krishna has appeared by his name in the Hare Krishna movement, which will certainly diminish the burden of the world. Philosophers, religionists, and people in general must take to this movement very seriously, for man-made plans and devices will not help bring peace on earth. The transcendental sound Hare Krishna is none different from the person Krishna. Namna Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Vinatvam Namanamino. There is no difference, Padma Purana. There is no difference between the sound Hare Krishna and Krishna, the person. Omagyana timirandasya jananjana shalakaja chakshur ummilitam yena tasmai sri guruve namaha. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Srimate Ramapada Swaminiti.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Adishatarine.
Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Puraiva punsam badrito dharajvaro babhabdir amsar jadushu pajayatam swajavat urva bharam ishvareshvara shvakala shaktya shapajan charet bubhi.
Lord Brahma informed the demigods, before we submitted our petition the Lord, he was already aware of the distress on earth. Consequently, for as long as the Lord moved on earth to diminish his burdens by his own potency in the form of time, all of you demigods should appear through plenary portions as sons and grandsons in the family of the Jadus.
So there's a wonderful phrase that Prabhupada put in his purport. The appearance of Lord Krishna in this time, present times, in the form of his holy name in the Hare Krishna movement. What is the importance of this Hare Krishna movement to the world? Because through the Hare Krishna movement, actually, is the media by which the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally incarnate to actually deliver or re-establish these principles of religion personally, just as Krishna did during his appearance in the world. We're starting to see the circumstances of Krishna's appearance. The earth was overburdened by so many demoniac leaders, kings. And in feeling that tremendous distress, then along with the demigods, they submitted their prayers to Lord Krishna and to please come and take care of this terrible burden. So Krishna assured them that he will come to deliver the earth. And we see through the passings of Krishna, so it was not necessarily that it happened immediately. There was a whole process, it's a pastime. However, you know, I mean, Krishna could appear. He is explained, he didn't have to appear. He can wipe them all out. You know, a nice earthquake or, you know, some big something. And then so many demons are destroyed. Or it is explained here, by his own potency in the form of time, he just have them destroy themselves. Usually that's, you know, how it happens. But when their influence, because what happens is that under the influence of leaders, then the whole population gets affected. So it's actually mankind becomes takes these propensities of irreligiosity. And when the whole thing goes out of hand, then Krishna appears. So in a matter of this whole pastimes of Krishna, just at the end of this pastimes, when he was able, during the battlefield of Kurukshetra, to really completely wipe out all this demoniac sort of kings and overburden to the earth, and established Maharaj Yudhisthira as the emperor who was, you know, a perfect devotee. And thus, you know, the whole population, the whole world was in a position that it was just like Satya Yuga. Perfectly pious, perfectly religious. The whole population. The explanation is there in the descriptions in the first canto of Maharaj Yudhisthira's reign. So, in the age of Kali, we know that Krishna descends in the same manner, because that happens in previous ages. Particularly in Dwarpa Yuga, we hear the descriptions of this overburden of earth. And in Dwarpa Yuga, Vedic culture was still present. So it was a different time. Now in Kali Yuga, it's a very difficult thing, because there is no Vedic culture. And the propensity or the tendency is a much more sinful propensity. So much more worse circumstances right now. And the Lord appears, it is understood that he appears as Lord Chaitanya to establish the holy name or the Nama avatar as the main. So is the appearance of the Lord both in the form of Lord Chaitanya and in the form of the holy name for this age of Kali to basically unburden or destroy the whole demoniac tendency. We know the famous verse from the 11th canto, Krishna Varnan Tusha Krishna Sango Pangastra Parshadam Jagyai Sankirtanai Prayar Jayanti Hi Sumedasaha. That in this age of Kali, the Lord come as Krishna Varnan Tusha Krishnam. It is synonymous to Lord Chaitanya. It's a revelation in the Bhagavatam that describes Lord Chaitanya. He, Krishna, appears, but not in, he appears in cells, but a Krishna, not blackish complexion like Krishna. And he's constantly Krishna Varnam. He's constantly praising or chanting the Lord's, the Krishna's names. And Krishna, when he appears, he always appears with his weapons to kill demons. So we know Lord Krishna, during his pastime, he beheaded so many of these demons with his Sudarshan Chakra. And Lord Parshuram, he completely destroys all the demoniac kings with his axe, 21 generations of them. So like that, the Lord appears with weapons to destroy the demoniac propensities and leaders. But this incarnation, his weapons, his astra, is his associates and his beauty, it is explained. Srila Jiva Goswami explains it, that he comes with his confidential companions and associates. And this like amazing beauty and sweetness of his you know, person. And his associates were like equally powerful and attractive and pure. So with, not with weapons, but by his, by the devotees, by his devotees, and by his own presence, he was able to transform people. And he introduced this process of Sankirtan Yagya, a sacrifice of Sankirtan, as the process for this age, as the process that actually will carry this incarnation for this age of the Lord in the form of his name, non-difference, as Prabhupada puts it. And just by the contact of people with the holy name, their demonic tendencies are completely destroyed. In the life of Lord Chaitanya and his pastimes, we see how when he introduced this Sankirtan process, and how there was actually a pivotal point on the expansion, or the introduction and expansion of the Sankirtan mission that was taken into the people, to the people in general. And there was this very special moment that signified the power and the means in which the Sankirtan mission was going to completely transform the world, and also gave us the blueprint of how the Sankirtan mission should be carried out in order to completely transform the world. We know in the passage of Lord Chaitanya that after he took the initiation, he received the initiation from Ishwarapuri, then when he came back to Navadvip, then he basically became the leader of all the Vaishnavas there, the great Vaishnavas. And they were delighted and with so much happiness to see Nimai Pandit become such a, an, you know, the jewel of all the Vaishnavas, the head of all the Vaishnavas. So he started this Sankirtan among the devotees, this chanting of the holy names. And in the house of Srivas Thakur, then these kirtans took place. And it was a closed door thing. And he himself and the devotees, just by the experience of this Sankirtan, they became overwhelmed with ecstasy, with happiness, spiritual happiness. And the people in Navadvip, the whole scene of Navadvip is that it is explained by in the narrations of the passions of Lord Chaitanya, how Advaita Acharya was very much affected by this the situation of those times, in which, you know, basically things have become just ritualistic, but under the whole layer of all these rituals and very Brahminical rituals, there was a very materialistic society. extremely materialistic, nothing to do with the spiritual things. And so seeing that situation, Sri Advaita prayed for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya appeared during these times. It was actually also at times where the Mughal kings were dominating basically most of India. And so it was a very unfavorable time for actually Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas have to be sort of you know, they were not the majority, and it was a small group. During those times, you have, there were the Muslims, then there were also there were the Smarta Brahmanas, very strong, and then there were also Tantrics. And the Tantrics, it is explained that were encouraged by the Muslims because it was like something in between the Muslims' way of living, that was, you know, the meat eating, and also tend to be very violent. At least during those times, there were descriptions like that. And also, for the Tantrics, meat eating, drinking, and all kinds of very low-class type of pleasures, sensual pleasures, were allowed. And they worship ghosts, spirits, and also they tended to be very violent, very violent. So when Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan, his closed Sankirtan, he just by the quality of the Vaishnavas experiencing this spiritual, you know, just they carry the Krishna prema, they carry out, just by example, people started to become very attractive. So by hundreds and thousands, they started to try to be part of these night kirtans, but only very qualified ones will be allowed to enter. So, but the desire of people to actually be like the devotees started to grow and grow and grow, which became quite for the Brahmanas, the Smarta Brahmanas, it became, you know, a source of like, you know, they have to sort of curb this because they were ruining their religious, especially because in Lord Chaitanya's philosophy or teachings is that there was not a this division of classes. So if someone was able to accept Krishna and take up to the process of Krishna consciousness, regardless of the class, of the creed, of whatever position it is, they're to be considered Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas are higher than any, it will be the highest position. So the lower classes during this time were more open to accept. The higher classes were more closed. However, some of the higher classes started also to become attracted to Lord Chaitanya's movement. But the pivotal point came when Lord Chaitanya, his mood naturally It is explained that Lord Chaitanya was extremely sweet. It was like an incarnation of love, sweetness, innocence in one sense, purity, and beauty. But his mood, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who it is explained that see that she is responsible for the good behavior of the that all living entities actually worship Krishna. So she feels responsible to see that they all serving Krishna very nicely. So naturally, Lord Chaitanya, with that mood, the mood of Srimati Radharani, he felt for the ways in which people were, they're falling, how they were falling in this world. So he wanted them to actually become free. And his associates became their weapons, his weapons to actually reach people. And among his associates, the chief one for spreading this Krishna consciousness was Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda arrived, shortly after Lord Nityananda arrived, Lord Chaitanya performed what is the famous Mahaprakash in the house of Srivas Thakur, that he revealed to all his associates within closed door his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So during two different associates, he reveals, you know, a particular manifestation of the Lord. So shortly after, Lord Chaitanya called Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur and ordered them to go door to door and tell people to take up to the process of Krishna consciousness. So he's from the closed doors, now he went into the open, and he sent these two Star Wars devotees. It is explained that two reasons why what he sends, he chose Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. Well, one is their power and amazing, you know, extreme purity. But there were ascetics too, both of them. And they were not from that area. They didn't grow in there. So people didn't know them as well as they knew Gadadhar and Advaita and like that, you know. So they were more strangers in the town of Navadvip. And the idea is that they go in the morning, the whole morning, it's a Sankirtan. They go the whole morning and come back at noon and give their reports to Lord Chaitanya. So they took with humility this order of Lord Chaitanya, and they went out. They went out with great pride, actually, and with complete conviction and pride. But not like mundane pride. Their pride is that they were representing, they were bringing this greatest gift to people. They understood Lord Chaitanya to be Krishna himself. And on his order, they understood what the mission was. By taking to Krishna consciousness, they can be safe. The world can change. So they went door to door and approached people. And it is explained that when they knocked, this is from the books of, you know, both Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mangala, there explains that they will knock and then they open and they say, Hare Krishna. This was their approach, Sankirtan, door to door, Hare Krishna. And then culture people at that time, even during those, you know, at that time, it's more culture than now. Right now, is that the door comes, you know, they see you, who are you, and then that type of thing. But at that time, people will come and bring some rice and give them some rice. That's a custom. When you have, you know, renunciants coming to your door, then they give some alms. And they say, we're not coming here to beg for rice. We come here to tell you to take up to the worship of Krishna, who loves you so much. And then people will react in three ways. They will be explained that the reactions were either they accepted and they will be transformed for life, either they accepted and just temporarily, just for a moment, for the time being that they're, you know, in contact with them, or they completely rejected. In general, the lower classes will be more open, like I said before, the higher classes will be more closed. And many also at that point will reject them. So many will accept them, so many will reject them. And they will insult them and call them thieves and cheaters and this and that, calling names. Lord Nityananda was not happy about that whole thing. Although they would have been very, very successful in terms of many people actually took up to their call, many people were also very opposed, like really opposed. And Lord Nityananda didn't like that. Lord Nityananda thought that, how is that they're not taking? And what kind of, why is Lord Chaitanya non, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be that with the power of Lord Chaitanya that they actually carrying out, because they were empowered by him, they should be able to be transformed immediately. Why is that not happening? Is it that Lord Chaitanya is not, you know, so he's trying to, Lord Nityananda is explaining that he's thinking like this, and he say, actually, we should approach Jagayam Madai. He had this idea. Because he thought like this, and this is where it comes part of this verse today. Jagayam Madai, who were Jagayam Madai? They came from this Brahminical culture that was at that time. And they were working for the Shankasi, for the Muslim government. And they were basically the most important, powerful people in the whole town of Navadvip. They were basically the kings, the rulers of Navadvip. The Kasi, as long as this, you know, they're quiet and they're, you know, they're all control, he will use these type of people like Jagayam Madai, who were pretty vicious, to actually keep things under control. However, these two, being of demoniac, great demoniac propensities, they were very vicious towards people. So they were very sinful, and they also embraced this tantric religion. So they were constantly drunk, and they were extremely violent. And so Lord Nityananda, he thought, we approach them. Haridas Thakur, why them? Because if they get converted, then everybody else will see and will recognize the power of Lord Chaitanya. Because they're the most sinful people that probably, you know, arguably in the world at that time. They're actually really, really, really down there. So if these two get converted, not only they were, everybody feared them. They were the controllers of that whole place. So Haridas Thakur agreed, and they weren't approaching. They knocked the door, and as they enter, they tell Jagai and Madai, the two were drunken, and they say, "May Krishna bless you. Please take up to Krishna. He loves you like that." And then when they realize what was happening, Jagai and Madai, they say, you know, they became very angry. And it is explained that they kick them out, insult them, you know, say, "If you come here again, we kill you," and this, who, what. They actually hated the Vaishnavas just because of, you know, they, for the tantrics, they thought the Vaishnavism was some mean, something that was designed to make men effeminate. That's what they thought you say, you know. I mean, they have these horrible ideas. So they kick them out and insult them and basically throw them out. And Lord Nityananda was very saddened about, and he asked Haridas Thakur, "Please talk to the Lord, to Lord Chaitanya. He's very fond of you and he will listen to you. Just tell them something, you know, talk to them on behalf of these two brothers." So Lord Nityananda wanted them to be free. Actually, he desired to be free. Lord Nityananda is basically the manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This Mahavada Nyaya principle of Lord Chaitanya is his whole manifestation, that principle is the whole manifestation of Lord Nityananda. So he had this thing that these two have to be liberated. How they can be liberated? How they can be, if they can only be in contact, if Lord Chaitanya takes a glance on them, they will be free. If they can only be in contact with Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they will be free. So Haridas Thakur, please tell them. Anyway, it happens, when they came back, they didn't say anything to Lord Chaitanya, but they would try to, you know, achieve the whole task on their own. But it happens that Jagai and Madai established the tent in the area where Lord Chaitanya lived. So they will set up their tents in different places, you know, and terrorize people. The Vaishnavas around the area, or the whole people actually became completely terrorized when these guys, you know, set up tent there. And it is explained that people started to not go in the evening out and only walked out in big groups because they were terrorized about these people, these two. But the kirtans of the devotees on nights, they continue. One of those nights, there were the two, Jagai and Madai, completely drunk. And then they heard the kirtan in the distance, and they became very attracted. And they went, but they saw that it was a closed door. Somehow that they were so drunk, and by some, you know, grace of the Lord, they didn't break in. But what they did is they continued drinking and just dancing, you know, with the kirtan. They really were enjoying the kirtan. Drinking. They were very attractive to the kirtan. And the kirtan went through the night. In the morning, the devotees open the door and then they go with the Lord towards the Ganges. And then as they walked, what did they find? They come face to face with Jagai and Madai. The devotees immediately surrounded Lord Chaitanya for protecting him. But Jagai and Madai were very happy at that time. They were still drunk, and then they passed the whole night just dancing with the kirtan. So they approach Lord Chaitanya to ask them, what was that you're singing? You know, thinking that this was a troupe of musicians that were doing something for entertaining people and like that. So they think like that. So Lord Chaitanya didn't even pay attention to them and continue walking. And, you know, that was when Lord Nityananda noticed that, he was bewildered. He say, oh, they actually came in contact with Lord Chaitanya, but didn't change. So we have to go again, he tells Haridas Thakur. So they go again, this time when the two sinful brothers saw them, they were sober enough to remember, oh, these were the same ones that came before. Now we teach you a lesson. And that's when the famous chasing, you know, to kill them, you know, just screaming that they were going to beat them to kill them. And then they have Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur have to run for their lives. So, and the scene of Lord Nityananda, he was a swift runner. Haridas Thakur was, you know, older, so he was lagging around. So that whole scene. So they escape. The devotees then brought this to the attention of Lord Chaitanya when they saw, you know, that this happened. And Lord Chaitanya, they say, you know, that please do something about this too. Basically, save them, you know, convert and transform them. And Lord Nityananda says something that completely changed the whole game. Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya, like, we basically doing this kirtan in a secret manner. We do it at closed doors. People went out there, they accuse us of so many things because they don't know. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to do this again. We have to take this out. So Lord Chaitanya then praise them and say that the only way to save them is by the holy name, by this Sankirtan. The only way to save, to transform the whole town is that they get, you know, in contact with the holy name. So let us go out in Sankirtan and chant the holy names in the streets. So the kirtan that was closed doors now came out for the first time. Some of the devotees were a little hesitant, or, you know, a little, but because they were with the Lord, they felt completely secure. And so they came, this big, nice Harinam party came out. Lord Nityananda was in ecstasy. When he heard Lord Chaitanya say that, yes, they should be safe, then he understood they're safe. So he was so happy in his heart that he just went ahead directly where these people were, these two were, ahead of the Sankirtan party. The Sankirtan party was very loud, you know, and the two brothers were sleeping because they spent the whole night and day drinking. And now they were gathering the energies, taking a nap. So as they sleep, and then there was this big kirtan going on, you know, in the streets that waked them up, and they just called their servants and say, go on, stop them. And they, you know, the servants trying to stop, but all the devotees was in so much ecstasy that they just couldn't even hear anything else. So they came back, the servants, and then told Jagai and Madai that actually when we told them, they even become louder. They completely defied us and this and that. And Jagai and Madai decided, these are the Vaishnavas. Well, today we will exterminate the Vaishnavas. We will completely wipe them out. So they, in a super angry mood, they didn't even dress themselves They were, you know, they just put a cloth around and then just run out to with the desire to actually murder the Vaishnavas. And but they were in such a passionate, you know, impulse, you know, and things like that, and hatred, that they forgot to take weapons. They just run out. And as they're running out, they come first with Lord Nityananda, who was in this mood, like, you know, like so happy for them. And when they face it, Lord Nityananda became a bit shocked to see their mood, that because Lord Nityananda can see their murderous type of mood. And so they're front to front, and then Jagaya Madai just started to insult Lord Nityananda. And in the moment when they started to think how they were going to punish Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, crying in tears, he just said to them in this very sweet manner that, why? You know, like, why would you do this? You know, I don't come here neither to harm you, not for you to harm me. I just want you to actually receive this most wonderful gift. You know, I'm your well-wisher like that. And at that moment, Madai, who was the most strong of the two, was when he grabbed the pot and then threw it at Lord Nityananda and cut him. And so much blood was coming, and Lord Nityananda had to put his two hands, you know, to stop the blood. And then Madai, seeing that, he grabbed a second pot, clay pot, and as he was going to throw it back at Lord Nityananda, then Jagai hauled him. Jagai was touched by Lord Nityananda's, you know, plea. And while this is happening, Lord Chaitanya gets the news by the devotees that they're killing Nitai. And Lord Chaitanya becomes, you know, changes his mood. You know, he was always very, you know, his face was the expressions of sweetness and love. Then he becomes this, you know, the devotees never seen him like that. And they kill him by Nimai. Then he just goes, you know, and he, as you know, the devotees just open a path, and then the Lord comes and see Lord Nityananda bleeding, and immediately he puts his own chadar on Lord Nityananda, and the whole thing stops, and then he just comes to address. He sees, you know, Jagai holding Madai, you know, in anger, just, you know, and with a pot in his hand, and then Lord Chaitanya addressed him, and basically, you know, when he start to address all this, you know, Jagaya Madai and all his associates with weapons and things like that, ready to kill them, they just froze. Lord Chaitanya, his presence was, you know, so powerful, and his mood was so heavy that these people just stop, and he just start to chastise them. And at the point saying, you know, now the day of your punishment has come. And these two, anyone who was threatened them, they were immediately beat to death. The only thing they were reduced to, you know, this feeble, trembling, you know, two persons with hand folded, just trembling from head to toe, seeing this powerful person in front of them, and then Lord Chaitanya summoned the Sudarshan Chakra weapon. And everybody witnessed that. And as, you know, ready to kill, and then Lord Nityananda just see the whole situation and how the whole thing turned to this, he just screamed, "Mercy!" And then run to Lord Chaitanya and grab his feet and keep saying, "Mercy, mercy." And he tried to plead to Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya didn't change his mood. Lord Nityananda tried this way and that way, you know, to explain that he doesn't, in this incarnation, he's not wielding a weapon. We have to kill everybody. Lord Chaitanya didn't change. I mean, just the sight of someone hurting Lord Nityananda, that's it. And eventually, Lord Nityananda just say, "Well, my dear Lord, you cannot kill the two of them because Jagai saved my life." And that's when Lord Chaitanya came out of this mood, and then he looked at Nitai and say, "Explain, how did he save your life?" And then he said, he explained, because Lord Chaitanya was not witness of this, so he explained. He hold, you know, Jagai, he hold Madai, and then Lord Chaitanya told to, again, his mood, his soft, gentle, loving move, the whole change, and then he turns to Jagai and say, you saved my Nitai, so I'm indebted, so please come. So he embraced Jagai, and when he embraced Jagai, the Jagai just went back, you know, he fell down in ecstasy. Madai, when he saw that, then came to his senses, and then now he found that he had a hope. So he came to Lord Chaitanya also screaming for mercy, but Lord Chaitanya rejected him. So he tried, he said, "No, you know, he hurt Nitai." So change it for Madai when he said that he will accept his punishment. However, he only have one question. What can he do to redeem himself or to actually atone for his sinful act? And that's when Lord Chaitanya changed and say, "You take the mercy of Lord Nityananda." And Lord Nityananda, with no thought, he embraced Madai, and Madai, the both of them, they were in the streets in ecstasy, and they were delivered. The descriptions of both of them as devotees is pretty amazing. But that, when that took place, that miracle, that these two leaders, basically, of the town, sinful, very demoniac, got converted, basically that whole changed the whole thing. So by thousands, hundreds of thousands, people were converted into Lord Chaitanya's movement. And the Harinam Sankirtan became, you know, a regular thing happening in the street. That's after this event is when we start to see the Brahmanas inducing Chankasi to try to stop the Sankirtan outside, and then so on like that. Then the Chankasi becomes converted. So that's the power of the holy name when we take it out in the street. So anyway, much to say about that, but any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. One of my favorite, I can't reference this unfortunately, but one of my favorite points about the pastime of Jagat Madai is that this is in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, so anyone can look it up easily with the picture of Chaitanya rebuking Jagat Madai on the cover. But basically that One thing I appreciate about that pastime, it may not be discussed a lot, but that when Lord Chaitanya purified Jagai and Madai, he told the community of Vaishnavas, I've purified Jagai and Madai. And if you mistreat them like they're still sinners, then you'll be destroyed. Not that we disrespect Jagai and Madai externally and disrespect them internally, still thinking them sinners because he's a super soul. That's the one thing I really appreciate about that pastime is how we could love and respect everyone, regardless of our egoistic conceptions of, you know, who they are, where they come. There's a quote that says, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that matters is where you're going. But my original point was that I want to ask, and maybe you could elaborate on, was something I appreciated, something that came to mind yesterday was you were mentioning that, or today, that the Lord came as Lord Chaitanya and the Holy Name to kill the demoniac mentality of people. Prabhupada did the same thing. He came to America to kill the demoniac people. But one thing we see that he was able to kill the mentality because he translated the books, not that he came and didn't translate it. So that's one thing that came to mind is that connecting to one point I wanted to mention yesterday is that from a logical point of view, when people speak the same language, there's harmony. And when people speak different languages, there's disharmony. But one thing I appreciate about from Radhanath Maharaj's autobiography is that when he was living with different yogis in India and Babaji's, he took lessons from them. And he would give a whole list of dialogues. This Babaji taught me this. This Babaji taught me that. Whole list of dialogue. Then at the end of the dialogue, he'll say, and we didn't even speak the same language. He spoke Hindi and I spoke English. I'm like, how'd you get that dialogue from that? Why? Because they spoke the language of love. Tesham satata yutanam bhajatam priti purvakam. That's what Krishna says. My original language isn't Sanskrit. It's bhajatam priti purvakam, the language of love. Therefore, you can communicate across any language, across any culture. On the other hand, we see that people who speak the same language, that doesn't mean they can communicate. So there's a quote that says, two monologues do not make a dialogue. So my question is related to this point of where Krishna kills the demons for speaking the language of hate. He essentially, Lord Narasimhadev essentially asked Hiranyakashipu, my dear Hiranyakashipu, what is your native tongue? And he said, my native tongue is everything's meant to go my way. And Lord Krishna said, Narasimhadev said, that language doesn't exist. So he killed them. So as devotees, we may say, I speak the language of love. I speak that Krishna's in control. But we see that even devotees like Indra, he was also attached to this language that everything is meant to go my way in the Govinda Lila. He was attached to the success. And that's why Krishna says in the Gita, be detached from success or in failure because you're not in control. And we see that Hiranyakashipu, he had this demoniac propensity that he tried to kill Prahlad like what, 20 times. He was attached to success and that, you know, that led to his demise, and so was Indra. So what are some steps we could do to or how can we distinguish whether we're speaking the language of love or speaking the language of hate, disrespect, etc., or attached to this? So what are some distinctions? Because we may be chanting Hare Krishna like Indra, but still, you know, we're attached to this instead. We think we're the supreme controller, even though we may say Krishna's controller in our disposition with devotees and others. I'm attached to this says, whatever I need to do to get this success, slander someone's character, do this and that. So what are some distinctions one can make or realize before Krishna humbles us himself?
Well, the distinctions are obvious because they're so extremes, you know, hatred and love. So the distinctions in one sense, you know, is in what results out of that. So the proof of the pudding, how do you say, the proof of the, what's that said? So the proof of the pudding is on the taste. So, and so according to the capacity that we have to inspire, when we speak like, say, Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they carry the potency of Lord Chaitanya. So, and people were transformed. So the capacity that we have to touch people's heart is a proof of how we're growing in Krishna consciousness. you know, if we become, say, in our level, that we may not be very advanced in Krishna consciousness, we still have mixed devotion. What reaches people is our honesty. If we try to present ourselves to people in a way that our words don't match what we do, then it's not going to fully touch people. But if we approach, you know, in a way that represents, you know, the stage in which we are, and we share that, then people get, you know, there's something that happens. There's a connection that is there, and it's based on honesty. Honesty, when we deal with other with honesty, means that we're respecting also. You know, when we don't use honesty in the way we deal with people, then we cheating. And at the end, our cheating propensities usually get exposed. They always get exposed. Sorry, they always get exposed. At one point, it gets exposed. And then what you have done, rather than a service to others, is a disservice. So therefore, one of the important things that we have to cultivate is honesty, self, to be able to ascertain where we at. For that, most of us needs help. That's where, you know, our spiritual counselors and mentors are there, our spiritual master. They allow us to, they help us to see where we at. And if we're doing things right, then we start to understand, oh, actually, I'm not so advanced, or I'm not so clever, or I'm not so this, I'm not that, you know, and like that. I'm just like, you know, I'm a mess. And then you can, you know, that's a very healthy, you know, that shows things are advancing. So, just one more question. I'm sorry, I passed way time and trying to, you know. So one more question, then we finish.
Thank you for the class, Suwab. This class remind me the aphorism that says that every sinner has a future and every saint has a past. Mm. That when we act, truthfulness, but with compassion and with the language of love, we always have or open the opportunity to others to understand.
Mm. Yeah. I actually was inspired to talk about this because I just got from a friend all the narrations of Amala Bhakta Prabhu. If you don't have it, please get it. It's most ecstatic. And it's very vast. I mean, he have all the books and pastimes and things like that. And his narration is just very sweet. So I was just listening recently to the liberation of Jagayan Badai from him. And actually, sometimes you feel touched and actually a bit tearful, you know, just to hear about the sweetness of Lord Nityananda in this particular pastime. And he also reminded me of how important it is to actually go for us Harinam outside. Just that itself, that simple activity of just going on Harinam. Lord Chaitanya, is when he said that order his devotees to go on Harinam, and basically to liberate people like Jagayan Madai. That was the idea. You go on her, the holy name can free them if they can only hear it. So The devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they have full faith on that. That's the Sankirtan, Jayanti Sankirtan prayer. Jagyar Sankirtanai prayer. The sacrifice of the holy name out. Simple activity. Who can think that that can change the world? Who can think that that whole thing can kill demoniac mentality? Just that simple activity. The whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness support that simple activity. It's the incarnation of Krishna to actually vanquish demoniac. So, I was just thinking that and getting inspired about it. Thank you so much. Garantarashiman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.